You've heard about VIP membership, you've thought about VIP membership, and now we're going to entice you to activate your VIP membership. Today, you can take $8 off a VIP membership. That brings our $9.99 monthly rate down to $1.99 for your first month, or apply it to our cheaper rates when you commit to 3 months or 1 year. That's $8 off with coupon code LiveCast18. That's LiveCast18, all one word, no space, LiveCast18 in the coupon code box when you check out pwtorch.com/goVIP. What comes with the VIP membership? Well, first of all the PW Torch livecasts on one RSS feed that you can subscribe to. But as a VIP member, these plugs and similar plugs, along with the advertising and commercials, edited out of the show. So a streamlined experience. Plus, VIP after shows, exclusive post-show content just for VIP members. Also, VIP exclusive content that nobody else hears. The Wade Keller Hotline every single day that I put out, and the Bruce Mitchell Audio Show, and the Fix with Todd Martin that I host, and the post-pay-per-view roundtables, including the Royal Rumble post-pay-per-view show recorded right after the Rumble that I host. Also, ad-free access to our mobile and desktop site, pwtorch.com, becomes pwtorchvip.com for VIP members, ad-free access to everything on the site, and so much more. Did I mention 30-plus years of archives? Retro radio shows going back to the early 1990s, thousands upon thousands of hours of podcasts on any topic you can imagine in professional wrestling from a top trusted team. Go check out our benefits, over 70 exclusive podcasts, over 25 live casts with plugs and ads removed, an RSS feed that lets you sign up for shows by theme, by title, or all at once, whatever is convenient for you. And yes, it's compatible with popular podcast apps on Apple and Android. So go check out details. That's pwtorch.com/goVIP. Choose your subscription option, 1 month, 3 month, or 1 year, and then enter coupon code LiveCast18 to take $8 off the price of your subscription. We are journalists. We are independent analysts. We are forever students of the game, working passionately to help you understand pro wrestling better and enjoy it on a different level than most fans, by never stopping our own journey to learn and inquire and decipher everything going on in this fascinating genre. We are independent. We are unattached to and uncompromised by any affiliation with a pro wrestling company or dependence on cooperation with the companies we cover. So you can trust that what we're saying isn't hindered by conflicts of interest or fear of losing a current or future job in the industry. There's less hedging than you'll find elsewhere. You might have noticed that. No fanboy blind loyalty and no holding back. But we're also committed to fairness and exploring all sides of decisions that are made by promoters and wrestlers. So check out our complete coverage in print, text, and audio. pwtorch.com/goVIP. $8 off. A coupon awaits you. Act now before this offer expires. It's for a very limited time. The coupon code is LiveCast18.
Blog Talk Radio.
Today's PW Torch Livecast is brought to you by Wink, W-I-N-C. Wink makes it easy for you to discover great wine today. Go to trywink.com/PWTorch and get $20 off of your first purchase.
The main event is going to be a rematch between you and CM Punk Rock.
What? I am the best in the prehistoric world.
Flintstone, you've got yourself something real special here.
Thanks, Mr. McMagma.
A fella can make a lot of clams with a spectacle like that.
Oh, God.
What?
It's a sportsbook.
You people, today is Tuesday, February 6, 2018, And you are making the list. I am your host, Pat McNeil. This is episode number 3 of Making the List. And today we'll decide on the 7 best factions in pro wrestling history. Our phone number is 515-605-9345. The email address is pwtorchlivecast@gmail.com. Our PW Torch Livecast chat room is open. And you can send your Twitter questions in at RealPatMcNeil. Or if we find our guest, you can send them in to him. Hopefully he'll be stopping by soon. But we have the topic is the 7 best factions in pro wrestling history, and there are a lot to choose from. We were going over some of them, you know, before the show. I mean, there's everybody from the Bullet Club to the New World Order to the Four Horsemen to the First Family to the Corporation to Nexus. Well, maybe not Nexus. But we welcome your input. That number, of course, is 515-605-9345. And guess who is here making his way into the studio at this time? For the introduction of this gentleman, let's go to our man, Soundboard Vince McMahon, who has something to say. Soundboard?
You can feel the electricity in the air!
Well, that's going to be good enough. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome legendary reality television star and formerly of TNA, Ring of Honor, Evolve Wrestling, and many others, Mr. Johnny Fairplay. Johnny,
wow,
welcome to the show.
Thanks, Pat. Was that actually Vince McMahon?
Yeah, absolutely. That was definitely Soundboard Vince McMahon. Let's see if we can get something else. Soundboard, who do you like best out of those wrestlers who are in the mixed match challenge?
Gold Dust.
Well, that was a pretty obvious one there. But how are you, Johnny?
I'm doing good. I've been thinking factions all day, and I also do a podcast. It's available at survivalofthefairest.com. And
okay.
During the seasons of Survivor, we talk Survivor, of course. And during the actual season, I have Conrad Thompson from Something to Wrestle With and What Happened When. And when it's not Survivor season, I have Matt Kuhn, who produces all those shows, and he and I discussed factions earlier today, and he suggested the Union as a top
the
faction,
Union
featuring Ken Shamrock, the Big Boss Man, and and others.
Well, now, do you remember the official name of the Union, though?
I thought it was the Union.
No, it was the Union of People You Ought to Respect, Son, otherwise known as Up Yours.
Oh, there we go.
Hi-oh. All right, well,
keep
it quiet.
You're on Making the List.
That's right, 515-605-9345. I didn't write it. Usually the format is, you pick one, I pick one, and we start building the list that way. So who is the first faction that you think should be in the list of 7?
The Four Horsemen. They're my fave. I grew up 45 minutes from the Greensboro Coliseum. You know, I saw, I guess it was, 30 years ago this week? It's not the Four Horsemen, but similar times, the Powers of Pain beat up the Road Warriors, and see a young Bruce Mitchell on the front row there, looking like Brother Love in a white suit and red tie. And you can see, if you watch that episode, I believe it's an interview with Barry Windham and Lex Luger, you can see a much younger Johnny Fairplay cheering Barry Windham and not Lex Luger.
Well, yeah, that part makes sense, of course. All right, that's a good group. I'm going to have to, if I'm going to throw one on the list, and I don't know exactly where they will fall in our list of 7 that we will come up with finally, I suspect the New World Order is going to get in there somewhere.
Sure.
Yep. I mean, you know, they pretty much that was the storyline for 2 years of WCW, and it was 2 years when they were doing very well. And things started to fade at the end of those 2 years. But, it's kind of hard to come up with a bigger, more all-inclusive faction than the NWO. But you know what? Some of our callers might be able to do that. As a matter of fact, Johnny, why don't we go hit the 814 area code. 814, please state your name and town, especially if you're Ryan from Cumberland. Hello.
Hi, this is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Hi, Ryan. Ryan, what would you like to add to the discussion here on the top factions of all time?
I'd like to put in the Blue Road Order since they did very good merchandise sales in ECW, and they were so good they even got signed by Vince McMahon.
Okay, the Blue World Order. You see, the Big Daddy, Big Stevie Cool, the Blue Guy, Hollywood Nova. You know, just so many great names on that list there, Johnny.
Thomas the Inchworm.
Yes, Thomas the Inchworm Rodman. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. Who was it 3.5, 6.5? What was it?
Yeah, I think that. There's just so much talent in that group, really. Did you have any additional questions, Ryan?
Wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, my first question I have for you is the Paige neck injury. Do you know how that got out that her neck was as bad as Edge's neck, since there's like HIPAA laws that sort of prevent people from discussing that, or did Paige pretty much come out and say that?
I believe it was a news report for some site or another. But as far as I know, it's true. She's not wrestling. She's not cleared to wrestle. She's not scheduled to wrestle in the near future. I mean, it's a thing where maybe they will come back and look at it again in a year or two. But right now, it doesn't look. It doesn't look like it's worth risking permanent injury over, and especially when you already have a permanent injury. Johnny.
I mean, wrestlers talk. So what's the telephone, telegraph, telewrestler? So it's as easy as that. I mean, guys are catty. Girls by reputation are more catty. So if there's a girl that wants that spot, she's putting it out there as quickly as possible that Paige has a severe neck injury and she'll never wrestle again. And her spot is more than available for that person that spread that rumor to take.
Yeah, and I mean, with Alicia Fox getting injured on top of that, you'd have to think that there's going to be a couple of female wrestlers being called up or debuting on Raw in the near future.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What else do you have, Ryan?
Think about like a Mandy Rose, right? Say Mandy Rose is aggressive. And you know, sees herself as a future star and potential, you know, women's main eventer, you know, maybe she doesn't want to play second fiddle to Paige. And, you know, and if, say, she's traveling with Paige, she hears this information. If you're Mandy Rose, would you put that out there as quickly as you could?
I don't know. Maybe.
If you're a bad person.
If you're a bad person, I mean, that's true. Let's see. You're credited. Yeah, I mean, Wikipedia credits a couple of different sites for it, but that came out. That came out, I think, 2 weeks after the actual injury that Paige suffered on the 28th. So, let's see. Nassau Coliseum, Uniondale, Long Island. She suffered a stinger, and let's see. Okay, and the injury happened. Okay, she's well liked by management. She will remain in the company in some capacity, and there's a movie coming out about her. So, think that
She's not going anywhere anytime. I mean, she's I think she can be on the Daniel Bryan plan for as long as she really wants.
Well, I mean, at least until the movie comes out in September, since WWE has a stake in it. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you don't want to upset The Rock.
Well, no. The Rock also has a stake in that too. So, why would you upset The Rock? Why would you upset something that's potentially going to make a lot of money for everybody involved? No reason. Okay, what else do you have, Ryan?
This is more of a question for Johnny because it's based like on the entertainment industry. But I came upon this YouTube site that's called the Jim Arita Code. It appears and. It's like a calculator, and supposedly they use this to create different scandals, such as like the Enzo Amore sex scandal, and also certain storylines in WWE, like the Mark Henry fake retirement storyline. Has Johnny ever heard about this calculator? And even supposedly Donald Trump studies this language, so it must be a pretty important code.
It sounds great. If you could tweet me at Johnny Fairplay, no H in Johnny, I would love to check this. This sounds like it's right up my alley, and you have already won caller of the day status.
Well, there you go.
Would you like?
Okay, what's that?
On the Junkyard Dog.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, first of all, congratulations, Ryan. you know, creating scandals is definitely something that happens in the entertainment industry, and you know, and a good, and you can always, you know, a good scandal will always help you out, right, Johnny?
I mean, how many years did I not work? I mean, come on. Yeah, scandals are great.
That's true. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Ryan. And Ryan drops off, and that opens up a line for you at 515-605-9345. Okay. Continuing on, now that we have the Blue World Order on the list, let's see. What are you thinking?
I bought
two
of those shirts, Pat.
What's that?
The
Blue World Order shirts? Yeah, you did, didn't you?
I own two of those shirts. One is autographed by all three members of the all three original members of the BWO, and the other one is not autographed. And but I love all three guys a lot. I don't know if they make my top seven factions.
Okay, yeah, I've had two of the three on the show, so yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm a fan, but okay. Yeah, that's, I mean, it seems unlikely they make the top seven. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Okay. Is it time for my next pick?
Absolutely.
The Dangerous Alliance.
Ooh, good one. Dangerous Alliance, Paul Heyman's group, Paul Heyman, Medusa, also a valet for the group, valet, well, they didn't really have wrestlers back, female wrestlers in WCW at the time, plus Ravishing Rick Rude, Stunning Steve Austin, Bobby Eaton, Arn Anderson, and Larry Zbysko. That's a lot of talent.
That was. The Enforcers, collectively known as.
That's right, the Enforcers, yes. Well, and then Larry became Larry the Cruncher Zbysko, which, shockingly, that didn't last as long as you would hope. And then there was the babyface turn, which I guess it took.
Was not a fan of that babyface turn at all. I was all in on the Dangerous Alliance and not rooting for the Sting Squadron or anyone that would turn to their side.
No, that makes sense. Absolutely. This is one of those that I hate to do it, but Ric Flair, Randy Orton, Dave Bautista, Triple H, Evolution. I think that needs to be on the list, especially, I mean, the whole idea was to make Randy Orton and Bautista into main event level stars, and you can't, you know, I mean, it worked. I mean, I think Randy Orton, I think they probably both would have ended up doing pretty well either way, though.
Well, if you look at the history books, which, you know, as of now will be written by WWE, they were the greatest group in the history of professional wrestling, despite
what we
saw.
That's true. I don't know if I don't know that we're going to be able to rank them number one, but, somewhere in the top seven, yeah, I don't think that's unfair at all.
Okay. If it's an interview in which Ric Flair thinks Triple H might listen to, they are number one, according to Ric Flair.
Well, that's true. Yes. and quite wise, but we have a lot of names to go through. I mean, there's Devastation Incorporated, Johnny. There is the Ministry of Darkness. Somebody even I saw a website where they had a ranking of top stables, and the New Day was in there. I don't know whether the New Day is technically a stable, but I'm willing to listen.
I was wondering, are the Freebirds a stable?
If the New Day is a stable, then the Freebirds have to be a stable. Right?
Yeah, well, I'm not saying the New Day are a stable.
I know. But I mean, if you're going to say that the Shield's a stable and there's only three of them, well, and no, Jason Jordan does not count as a fourth member, then. Yeah, I mean,
and neither does Kurt Angle.
No, I guess he wouldn't either. All right, well, we are about due for a short timeout. Gather your forces. Call us 515-605-9345. Email us pwtorchlivecast@gmail.com. No matter how you do it, join us here after the break, and we will continue with more of Making the List. Right, on PW Torch Livecast. And now page two. Hey, Johnny, I don't know if you've listened, but we've been telling people about our sponsor, Wink, which is Wine Incorporated. They have a website at WINC.com, and it is a site that you go to when you need when you want to discover great wine and have it personalized and shipped right to your door. As a matter of fact, this copy says, yes, there's nothing like coming home to a box of delicious Wink wine selected just for you. It's the best day of the month. Now, you don't have to... There's shipping is covered. There's no membership fees. You can skip any month. You can cancel any time. But they are more than a wine club, Johnny. They also have deals with wineries, and that's how they can curate wine to your taste. They bring in wines not only from the United States, but from South Africa, from Australia, from New Zealand, from all over the world.
Sign me up.
Okay, well, if you want to sign up, and it's very easy to do online, you go to TryWink, TryWinc.com/PWTorch, and $20 off your first shipment. I don't know how much wine you're planning to buy on your first shipment, but that sounds like a good deal. Plus, you also get the Winked Journal included with your wine every month, giving you recipes to pair with your wines, info about the selections curated for you, and has a great design, making it perfect for your coffee table. Even if you don't know a thing about wine, Wink is the perfect wine club for you because they do all the work for you, matching wines to you based on your taste. It's Wink, W-I-N-C. Try it now at TryWink.com/PWTorch. And we're back with more of Making the List with Pat McNeil. If you're on the VIP site, you don't get the commercials. We just did a thrilling live read for our sponsor. So that's all the people.
It was great. Pat, I don't have a lot of friends, as you may know, and I don't drink. So,
yeah.
But I'm looking to join Wink to make friends.
That's right. You can make friends, learn about wine, anyway, it's more than a wine club; it's a wine company. But to thank them, I really want to thank them for sponsoring the show because, you know, two guys who do, because the perfect spokesman are two guys who don't drink, and that really puts it over the top. Okay, yeah. So getting back to the reason we're here, we have four factions in our list so far: the Four Horsemen, the New World Order, the Dangerous Alliance, and Evolution. And thinking of factions that are I guess I should let you go next, but I have an idea, but I will let you go next because yeah. You're the guest.
Are we counting the Freebirds or no?
For our purposes, yes. I suppose we are.
Okay, then they're officially. I mean, like if they can be counted, they're in my top seven.
Okay, that's good. I haven't decided yet about the Freebirds or the Shield for that matter, but. Let's see, one group that probably is going to be mentioned in there at some point is the Bullet Club, which is the only current faction. I mean, I guess the Bullet Club and the Shield. I don't know if the Shield counts as a current faction, though.
I think they definitely
go on the list ahead of JBL's Cabinet.
Yes, and I am kind of, sort of, a member of the Bullet Club.
You kind of, sort of?
I mean, I was on Being the Elite.
Well, there you go. Well, that's true.
To the face.
Right, but there are other people who've been on Being the Elite who haven't been members of the Bullet Club. That's why I just wanted to clarify for the people.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of like wrestling royalty, Pat. I mean, so, I don't know. I'm hanging out with the Bullet Club Friday night in Concord, North Carolina.
Oh, that's right. That big Ring of Honor show there. Let's see. That sounds like a lot of fun. I will be, I'll be watching my newborn. Yep, that's what I'll be doing. You go okay. And have a good time, Johnny.
Well, I had to get permission to leave the house to go as well. I have a soon-to-be 9-month-old. So.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, I mean, well, that's a little bit easier.
I got permission to leave this Friday night for wrestling and next Thursday night for Black Panther.
Wow.
And then I can't leave the house again until my birthday in March.
Okay. That sounds about right, actually. Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so other greats and near greats on this list. We mentioned Evolution. Let's cross that out. There was a discussion about either Raven's Nest, which is ECW, or Raven's Flock, which was WCW. And,
I'm a huge fan of Raven, and I preferred the Nest to the Flock.
Right.
However, And I love Stevie. I love Lodi. We're good friends. Scotty Riggs. I'm friends with. I don't think they're in my top seven.
Okay. Well, I think that's from what I understood. The part of Raven's flock was more about the partying that went on, but yeah. Which apparently can't be discussed on this show, but might be discussed on some other shows that aren't PG. All right, so Friday night you go to Ring of Honor, and it's the Bullet Club, which you are a member of, taking on the Kingdom. I mean, my goodness, you know, Taven, Orion, and Marsiglia.
What?
That's a main event. Yeah.
Who is the Bullet Club consisting of?
The Bullet Club members who will be in the six-man tag are Cody, Marty Scurll, and Adam Page, the Hangman. Adam Page.
Young Bucks are taking on the Best Friends.
That's right. Very good. In a non-title match, yes.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
That's right.
Because what's closer than Best Friends? Brothers. Brothers.
That's true.
Shake hands, they hug, and kiss.
That's true also. Also, you have Dalton Castle and the boys in another six-man against SoCal Uncensored.
Dalton Castle and the boys also kiss.
Yes, I'm sure they do.
Yes. I love the Dalton Castle.
Yes, I know. We'll have to get him on this show at some point. That would be, assuming, of course, he can get his Peacock past security.
Yes.
Which is an issue. All right, so getting back to where we were. Bullet Club, Freebirds. Let's see. All right.
The Bobby Heenan family.
Yes, I already have them on the list. Yes, I don't know which iteration of the Heenan family you go with, but, you know, I mean, most of them had Andre with Andre and Rick Rude and
Hercules,
you know, Bundy
Hernandez.
Was in there. Yeah, Hercules Hernandez. At one point, the Brainbusters. Islanders, a lot of talent in the WWE.
The Colossal Connection.
What's that?
The Colossal Connection, Andre and Haku.
Andre and Haku, yep, tag team champions. Yep, a great way to cap off Andre's career before their unfortunate loss at WrestleMania 6.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good group. That would probably have to go. That might be in the top seven. Okay.
That's in the top five, maybe top three.
Maybe. All right.
Well, you're talking how the NWO drove storylines for 2 years. Bobby
Heenan's
family versus Hulk Hogan drove storylines for what, five?
Yeah, on and off, but yes, they did. Okay, so let's see. All right, the Hart Foundation. From the mid 90s, the Brett Owen Bulldog, Pillman Neidhart.
That seemed too brief to me.
Okay. Not shining for long enough.
I mean, collection of guys. I think are great. So I just don't know if they have the longevity.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, I mean, I mean, if we don't have seven, they're on the list, but they're, you know,
we could see where they could get bumped. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
on the bubble.
There is the Shield. If you're going to count the Freebirds, but that's different generation. They weren't together. You know, they were together for a couple of years. The talent's there, but I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just an old school guy, I don't know. I think if they had had a manager, perhaps, like if they really were working with Punk for Heyman, I think that would have solidified them in my mind.
That would have,
but you know, I think, yeah.
Yeah, there's been a lot of second guessing about why they didn't do it that way, but yeah, I think that that would help them. Another stable that you have to be familiar with, and I think it's a big one. It definitely has a lot of talent in it. The Main Event Mafia.
No.
Well, you can't really argue. You know, you can't really argue about the level of
there.
Talent. What's that?
Hey, Pat, when a tree falls in the forest and no one is there, does it make a sound?
If it does, you can't hear it because you're not there.
Well, there you go. Main Event Mafia.
All right, but I mean, but you're not arguing about the level of talent here.
No, the level of talent's through the roof.
Okay, there we go. So, yes. Everybody, including you, including your friend Jenna Maresca, member of the...
I know. And despite what Don Callis says, I've never seen a Don Callis match, but I cannot imagine it being much better than Charmel versus Jenna Maresca.
Well... Yeah, you'd have to really search through the archives on WWE Network to find that. But yeah, that's a good point. I mean, but, you know, I mean,
and
I said the main event.
And most managers aren't, you know, a foot and a half taller than the talent that they manage, and most managers try to put over the talent instead of themselves.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Well, good one. So I don't think he qualifies for either one of those as well. Okay.
Right, that's fair. But yeah, okay. So that's
a good
point. And
commentator-wise, I prefer listening to Jim Ross and Josh Barnett instead of him on New Japan as well. Just throwing it out.
Yeah, I know. Just throwing that out there. Okay, gotcha. Let's see.
He likes to throw my name on his podcast that's boring. So I just figure I'd throw out his name on a podcast that's not.
Okay. No, that's fine.
There you go.
I don't know where he'd get an idea like that, but
yeah.
All right. He obviously doesn't listen to all of the podcasts that you do.
I don't think he was addressing my podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, so. All right then. Ring of Honor, you of course have the Age of the Fall. The big break for Tyler, mainly Jimmy Jacobs, Tyler Black, Necro Butcher. Those are the main guys. But you can also throw in, apparently you can also throw in, if I remember correctly, Joey Mercury, Delirious, Brody Lee, a.k.a. Luke Harper. Zach Gowen?
I didn't see, I was there for some of that, but I don't feel like I saw enough of that to make a qualified decision.
All right. Yeah, but
talent-wise, it sounds like they're through the roof.
Right. It's tough when you do ROH factions for the same reason. It's tough when you talk about factions from TNA.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
So, I mean, Skandor Akbar, you know.
Devastation Incorporated.
I didn't see a lot of that, and I feel like, you know, they kind of drove the heel side of, you know, AWA, but, you know, I didn't see enough for me, you know, to make a qualify. Which the Legion of Doom in Georgia Championship Wrestling.
Yeah, that's another good example.
Yes. So, I mean, like, name-wise, I think it's through the roof. You know, we have Arn Anderson, Jake the Snake, King Kong Bundy, and the Road Warriors?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer, I think, perhaps. Or Matt Bourne, one of those.
Yes, but I mean, there were several, and eventually the Legion of Doom were just, you know, they just whittled it down to the Legion of Doom, as you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to continue this discussion. 515-605-9345. I think we have most of the players in place, so the arguing can begin post haste. Also, send emails to pwtorchlivecast@gmail.com. After this timeout here on Making the List.
No matter what kind of wrestling fan you are, Ring Rust Radio is the perfect podcast for you. Every Wednesday night, Ring Rust Radio breaks down the hottest news in professional wrestling, including Raw, SmackDown, and WWE pay-per-view reviews. That isn't all, as Ring Rust Radio also delves into NXT, Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, and New Japan to discuss the latest happenings in every major company. Ring Rust Radio conducts interviews with the biggest stars in the wrestling business as well, including Stone Cold Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Roman Reigns, AJ Styles, Chris Jericho, Kurt Angle, and many more. If you're looking for your wrestling fix with an entertaining twist, check out Ring Rust Radio every week on Blog Talk Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Making the List here on PW Torch Livecast. The number is 515-605-9345. I am Torch columnist Pat McNeil, joined by a longtime reality TV star and independent wrestling and, well, wrestling manager, Johnny Fairplay. Johnny, thanks for joining us for this week's episode as we discuss the top factions in pro wrestling history and try to come up with a ranking for them. I think we have pretty much all the players on our list. Let me see. Los Ignobres, I script this pronunciation all the time, Los Ignobres of De Japan, of New Japan.
Yeah, who all's in that?
Okay. We'll get to that in a moment. Okay, from Evolve and Dragon Gate USA, there was Ronin, baby. Ronin were Johnny Gargano and Chuck Taylor and Rich Swann, as I recall.
Yeah.
Okay. Not playing. All right. Okay. Here's all the members of the Legion of Doom from Georgia Championship Wrestling. The Legion of Doom in Georgia Championship Wrestling had, wow. Okay. Road Warriors, Jake the Snake, The Spoiler, Matt Bourne, King Kong Bundy, Arn Anderson, The Iron Sheik, and The Original Sheik. Good grief.
Wow. Okay.
Let's put them. Yeah. Let's. They deserve a. They deserve a mention, I'd say. Okay.
Well, I mean, I think if you can use Legion of Doom as that, and that carries over to NWA and WWF, then it's definitely top seven.
All right. Does it include Rocco the Puppet?
No.
Okay. Just making sure. All right. As long as that's clear. All right, what other great...
Do you count Rocco the Puppet?
No, I don't.
Okay, I was just making... Because that would have ended our friendship. You are aware of that, right?
Yeah, I know. Well, as it should have, okay. I would say.
Thank you.
Right, okay. So,
I didn't know if you were looking for a way out. So
No, that's not it. Well, you'll know when that happens. All right. The corporation that name's come up. The version of Vince McMahon's heel stable going into WrestleMania 15, where you had Vince McMahon, Shane McMahon, The Rock, Ken Shamrock, the Big Boss Man, and others.
Midian.
Yeah, Midian. That's right. Who could ever forget Midian? Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
I didn't like that. I didn't like the corporate. I didn't like the ministry, and I didn't like the corporation.
All right. Okay. The members of LIJ in New Japan are Bushi, Evil, Takahashi, Sanada, and Naito. So you're pretty much basing it on having Naito there, I think, and Takahashi.
Yeah, that's not enough for me.
All right. Just okay. Let's see. Also another name that got thrown in there from 2001. The WCW-ECW Alliance, run by Shane McMahon and Paul Heyman and Stephanie McMahon, which I guess would include Austin and pretty much everybody who was in the WCW and ECW factions.
No.
Yeah. No, I'm not feeling it, really. I mean,
yeah.
It's not as much of a faction. Okay, let's see. On our current, out of the current ones, NXT has the Undisputed Era, which is Fish, O'Reilly, and Adam Cole, and it would probably be premature to put them on. Yeah, they're very talented, but it would be premature to put them on any list like this one. And then, of course, you have Jimmy Hart.
Jimmy Hart's first family.
That's a good point. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
They drove storylines in Memphis, and there were just a bunch of them. Let's see. Good grief! I'm gonna pull up the longer version of the list here, but yeah, okay.
It was the
professional Continental and. Go ahead.
As far as longevity, just like the Bobby Heenan family, carried WWF, through possibly 5 years. I think Hart's first family did the same for Memphis. So,
plus you have everybody on the list from Kamala to Andy Kaufman. I mean, that's just,
Mummy.
That's right. The Porkchop Cash.
Yeah.
Choco Beware.
They were all lined up for Jerry Lawler to best, week after week, month after month.
Austin Idol, Eddie Gilbert, Tommy Rich. Yeah, there we go. Jeez. That's it. That's it. Yeah, we'll have to. That's a pretty massive group, though.
I like.
And I would use them instead of the WWF version, which they didn't ever call the First Family.
No, WCW. Were they called the Hart Family or no?
No, they were just because Heenan had the Heenan Family and no. They never did.
Stable. No.
Yeah, just Jimmy Hart and his crew, I guess.
And his crew, like he was like a B-boy.
The WCW version was briefly called the First Family, but it was also called the Dungeon of Doom, and I don't know that I
that
can honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't good. No.
That was the same as the Bobby, the Heenan Family, as far as lining up guys for Hogan to plow through. But I mean, all it was Hogan's buddies,
Okay. All right. Hold on. We got, here we go. Jeez. All right. Yeah, we're going to go to, I know I'm going to regret this, from the Twitter. All right. I'm in. Chicky Singer wants to know from CPW. How about the highwaymen of, Jake Davis, Leslie Leatherman, and Griffin? They're a fine stable. I don't know. That's kind of like the TNA, Ring of Honor, and Evolve stables. I think that's might have to put a pass on that one.
Yeah.
Thanks for trying though.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Nexus. I don't. I think Nexus had the possibility, but John Cena just destroying them in one night was the beginning and the end.
Yeah. There's that. That's one of those groups where you look at talent, but I mean, in terms of talent, the new Nexus might have been better than the original Nexus, and work either.
And then the core, as good as
the core,
they wanted Wade Barrett to be, he still had what Heath Slater was second highest on the list.
That just didn't work out. There was a lot of Nexus and New Nexus and. It could have been something, but did they fire Daniel Bryan right away? Justin Gabriel. When Justin Gabriel's gone, then he's gone.
Yeah.
Michael Tarver never worked out. And Wade Barrett's not there right now. It's not. Yeah, it's kind of sad. Okay, so now we got to figure out. Now we got to take these seven and put them together, and then probably we'll have some time left over afterwards. All right.
Getting back to the Four Horsemen, I saw a house show in Roanoke, Virginia, featuring the Four Horsemen, consisting of Michael Hayes, Kendall Windham.
Oh God. Butch Reed.
Butch Reed and Hiro Matsuda. Nope.
No Ric Flair.
No, Ric Flair was gone too. So Michael Hayes, Kendall Windham, Butch Reed, and Hiro Matsuda were the Four Horsemen that night.
That was not a good year.
It was a bad night. I assure you of that.
Yeah. Okay. That's not acceptable. But I'm ready to put the Four Horsemen in at number one, so we can get that out of the way.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you comfortable with that?
No, but not that night.
No, not that night. No, just.
Okay. And you don't have DX in there, do you?
We should talk about DX because they. Let's see. I mean, they lasted for a few years in different iterations, but The DX with Shawn Michaels is just a different animal than the DX without Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. Well, no, the DX with Shawn Michaels at the beginning is comparable to the DX without Shawn, but the DX with Shawn Michaels and Triple H, like post attitude, is the most painful two people I've ever seen in my life.
No, I'm not counting that period.
Any incarnation of Shawn Michaels wearing mom jeans does not count.
No, shouldn't. You're right.
Okay.
It just sullies it, I think. But I mean, Hunter and Sean Waltman and Road Dogg
China.
And Billy Gunn. And China, yeah, that's a good.
Yes.
I mean, that was good.
Rick Rude,
yes, he was a manager though. I mean, because he wasn't able to wrestle. Yeah, okay. They get put in. We'll be discussing them when we put this together. So,
okay.
All right, out of the
tentatively placed fourth, but they should be higher or lower based on whatever opinion you have.
Right. Okay. So Freebirds, Heenan Family. Yeah, we've got. I think we've got like 9 or 10 groups. So we've got it narrowed down to, which is not too bad, I think. Just have to finish the order of this. Okay, so let's see. First Family. All right. Does the NWO go number two? Does Evolution go number two? Does DX go number two? Does the Dangerous Alliance go number two?
I think the NWO is number two.
Okay, I can handle that. That's good. Yeah, and you know, and we're talking about the NWO, not the red and black, not the LWO, not the, you know, NWO. Yeah, I mean, not any of the various colors of NWO.
I do love the Wolfpack, but let's just count NWO.
Yes. Okay, NWO it is. All right, so that's number two. Let's see. Number three, we're same group. I mean, let's see, Dangerous Alliance, DX, Evolution, First Family, the Legion of Doom, the Bullet Club.
I have Bobby Heenan Family, number three.
Okay. Let me see here.
The spectacle that was Hogan versus Andre.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but you've got Evolution, where everyone was a championship level wrestler. You've got the Dangerous Alliance, which can say that. I mean, I suppose you have the Legion.
Yeah, but how long was Evolution together?
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. But how long was the good version of DX together?
Well, I'm just saying the Heenan Family, I feel, carried a good 5 years of main event storylines.
Okay, well, let's see. Orndorff, yeah. Okay, you go from Orndorff to Bundy to Andre. Okay. All right. We'll definitely consider that. So I'll pencil them in for right now. We got to think of, let's see. Okay. Okay, and then who's your go-to after that? Let's see here. All right. I know you want the Freebirds up. Let's see. I know you want the Freebirds up probably higher than I do. You want to just put the Bullet Club in at like number seven and just so we can just get them out of the way?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
I looked the other day. I think I have 5 Bullet Club t-shirts.
Okay. Well, that's great.
That means something, right?
How similar are those shirts? All different designs, or just one for every day, one for every workday?
They're kind of sort of similar, but they're all different. I mean, they're none of them are identical.
They're all different, but they're all the same. Yeah, but they're different, but the same. Yes.
Yes, just like in when I was in Thailand, same but different.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna.
All right.
Okay then. Let's see. So Evolution. Okay. So you want the Freebirds? You want the Freebirds in here? The First Family, they should probably be in there. I mean, the Legion of Doom, you'd think would be in there based on talent, but I don't know how many people saw them. Well, I mean,
yeah, but I also give Legion of Doom credit for longevity if you can count the name going through all the promotions. So that carries some weight as well.
Oh, okay. So let's see. You have them. Do you have them? Okay, so you would have them higher than the Freebirds, obviously.
I think so. I mean, the Freebirds made it, world class WWF. WCW, yeah. But I mean, are you really giving street cred to Freebird Fantasia and Little Richard?
No, I'd rather not. Yeah.
And Jimmy Jam Garvin. I mean.
Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose you'd be talking about the before there was the Jimmy Jam before Jimmy Jam Garvin could call himself a Freebird. I think that would be the cutoff, right?
Well, no, that counts. I mean, those Freebirds went to the WWE Hall of Fame.
Okay. Well, all right. All right, so let's see. Okay, so Heenan Family, Legion of Doom, then Evolution, and I think, and then maybe the Freebirds and the Bullet Club.
Was that our seven?
I think that could be our seven. Yeah, in that order. We open up the phone lines, and we're going to talk. And I guess we're just going to talk smack for the next 15 minutes or so. 515-605-9345, PWTorch Livecast at gmail.com. Those are the other ways to reach us. Tell you what, we'll be with you shortly.
Rich Fan, formerly of the Primetime Friday Livecast with Bruce Mitchell here. I want to tell you about my new show, The Deep Dive with Rich Fan. On Saturdays at 6 p.m. Eastern weekly, join us as we dive into a single subject, some weeks as serious as race, gender, and stereotyping in wrestling, to as fun as which IC champs could fit into another era, and anything in between. We'll have guests from inside and outside the Torch family to cover the subject of the week, and of course your calls and emails. Prior to each episode, I'll put out on social media the subject and some notes, places where you can also bone up on the subject of the week if you're so inclined. I'll also devote shows to two of my favorite international promotions, New Japan Pro Wrestling and Progress. All are welcome. No secret handshakes here because Saturday nights on the livecast are officially all right for diving.
All right, you are making the list. This is making the list on PW Torch Livecast. I am Pat McNeil. Our guest is Johnny Fairplay. Johnny, why don't you tell us about everything that you? I know you mentioned your podcast, but everything else that you're doing entertainment-wise and how people can follow you.
Well, you can catch me on Twitter at Johnny Fairplay, no H in Johnny. You can go to my website and get a T-shirt where you can get She Died Dude, Heel, Johnny Fairplay, and countless other Survivor-inspired shirts at johnnyfairplay.com. That's JONNYFAIRPLAY. Or if you misspell it with an H, it'll take you there, too, to johnnyfairplay.com. So I also do a weekly podcast with Conrad Thompson and or Matt Coon Music on Twitter. And you can catch that at survivaltheferris.com. And you can catch me today right here on Making the List with Pat McNeil.
Well, there you go. That is the best place to find Johnny Fairplay at this moment, yes. All right, so.
Oh, also, one last thing. If you're looking for Johnny Fairplay jean jacket pins, they are available at fairplaypins.com. That's Fairplay, P-I-N-S.com. And they're only $10 each, limited supply remaining.
So if you need a few more pieces of flair for your uniform, that's where you go.
Yeah.
Fairplaypins.com.
You need flair. You're a TGI VIP. TGI.
All right. Outstanding. All right. Ryan from Cumberland, Twitter, asks, what about Hot Stuff International from the UWF? If it wasn't from them, maybe Sting would not have become the star that he became. Okay, so Sting, Rick Steiner, let's see here. Jeez.
Not my top seven.
Eddie Gilbert, that's about right. That's quite the group there, that's for sure. I think it's a nice thought, but I don't think they cracked the top seven. How about that? That sounds fine. Okay, so now that we've got this together, and see the Four Horsemen, the NWO, the Heenan Family, the Legion of Doom, Evolution, the Freebirds, and the Bullet Club. Wow, that's and it will be quite the topic of debate over the forthcoming months and years, but. Let's see. What else? Oh, yes, that's right. Fans, as you know, we just finished up on Wayback Playback. If you're a PW Torch VIP member, we just finished up the 1989 Royal Rumble. And if you're on Twitter at Real Pat McNeil, there is a poll going on now, Johnny. I know you've been following this closely as to what we're going to be covering next. And it looks like it's going to end up being Heatwave 98, ECW Heatwave 98, which will bring us back to the ECW genre for the first time in many, many, many weeks. And there is the possibility that with Jim Valley in the middle of busy stuff for work that I will have to find somebody, we will find somebody else to sit in, maybe.
depending on whether Jim can make it or not. So just a whole lot going on that front.
I think I have a T-shirt.
The Heatwave T-shirt?
Was that from Dayton, Ohio?
Yes, it was.
I have the I didn't go to it, but I think ECW, I was doing the Johnny Fairplay Real Audio Show at the time. I think ECW marketing of some kind sent it to me.
So Gabe put it in one of those priority mail folders and sent it to you.
Yes, you're fully aware of what I'm referring to.
Yep. Okay. Outstanding. That's great. But what did you think of the show, though? Since we're going to be covering it.
I don't remember. It's been too long. I think I liked it, but wasn't that close to the beginning of the end of ECW, though?
Yeah, kind of. Let's see. Things were not. Yeah, things started to not go well shortly thereafter. So that's a fair statement. It was that time when he had Shane Douglas as world champion, except he was too injured to wrestle. So he did commentary for the whole show. Good times.
Good times.
Yes. Okay, so you're off to see Ring of Honor this weekend, and that should be a lot of fun. And I'm sure that you'll be providing your perspective somehow on a future podcast here on PW Torch or elsewhere. I'm looking forward to seeing how things start shaping up as we head towards the anniversary show for Ring of Honor. WWE last night, we got closer to the Elimination Chamber, or as Jonathan Coachman called it, the playoffs of WWE. With us learning that it's going to be, let's see here, you got Roman Reigns, The Miz, Elias, Braun Strowman, and John Cena, and one spot left, which will be decided in a four-way losers battle next week's Raw. I don't know. How excited are you for Elimination Center? Yes.
I mean, it's Roman Reigns wins pay-per-view. You know, I think they built up some goodwill by not having him win the Rumble, letting The Miz win the Intercontinental title back. And so, you know, let's everybody play along, let Roman win and not boo too loudly.
And what about last night? They lost their shot at the tag team titles when thanks to Jason Jordan. Cesaro and Sheamus still your tag team champions.
That's cool. I like Sheamus and Cesaro. They should have the belts. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, next week it is Apollo Crews versus Finn Balor versus Matt Hardy versus it doesn't matter really, but you get the idea. Apollo Crews, Finn Balor, Matt Hardy, and Bray Wyatt. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Bray Wyatt. I forgot. Okay, so you don't think Apollo Crews is in the Elimination Chamber, is what you're saying?
Not a chance.
Okay, that sounds fair. All right, let's see. And tonight, of course, the match that everybody in the wrestling world is waiting for. It's going to be Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn for the right to go on to Fastlane and fight AJ Styles. Is this the night that Sami Zayn finally gets that big win he's been looking for?
Maybe.
That's fairly definite. Let's see. Well, okay. What would get you more excited, though, Johnny? Another Styles versus Owens in the main event in March, or Styles versus Sami Zayn?
Zayn, just to mix it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. All right, and also we have the continuation of the Cruiserweight title tournament. I think the as they mentioned, there's only 12 cruiserweights, so even if you throw in Roderick Strong and Tyler Bate, which they did, that leaves two open spots in the Cruiserweight tournament. I think WWE thought they had those spots filled, Johnny, except Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson couldn't make weight.
Or maybe Rey Mysterio.
Maybe, but that I don't know if that's been worked out yet. And let's be honest, do you hire back Rey Mysterio, making, you know, who's going to want a Rey Mysterio-sized contract, and then put him on 205 Live?
If you want to save 205 Live, yes.
Okay. What if you're a member of the McMahon family and you really couldn't give a rat's ass?
No.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, I'm guessing they can probably pull a couple people who are in the I'm sure they have a couple guys in NXT who can fill in there. It's not going to be a big deal. But and of course the least exciting episode of Mixed Match Challenge, Johnny. There's a chance that SmackDown is finally going to win a Mixed Match Challenge match as Jimmy Uso and Naomi team up against Goldust and Mandy Rose.
Finally, a SmackDown win.
That's what I'm hearing. After 3 weeks of getting killed, yeah, finally a SmackDown win on the Mixed Match Challenge. Or is this one of the things where if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it? Okay.
There's 60,000 Facebook viewers.
That's right. That's a good point. I mean, not many shows get 60,000 Facebook viewers. Okay. Yeah, it's still not good, though. All right, let's see if we can pick up on that. Oh, yeah, Jason Jordan obviously is off the road for some time. Like, supposedly, depending on who you listen to, maybe for the rest of 2018. And I think that the good news is they can sink this entire illegitimate son of Kurt Angle storyline without a trace.
They could have done that anyway.
They probably could have, yes. But when you lose Roman Reigns, you lose one of the few people who fans will not cheer against, where fans will actually still boo if he faces Roman Reigns. See, I know they thought that Roman Reigns was going to get cheered against Bray Wyatt, and a lot of fans actually did cheer for him in that match, and then not so much when he came back out the second time. I mean, who is there left who people are going to cheer? Who people are going to cheer for Roman Reigns over? Who's out there who is less popular than Roman Reigns? No,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's the question. All right, we've gotten through all of that. Let's see what. What other exciting issues are you? What other exciting issues and questions do you have as we get ready to wrap this up?
I think we compiled a pretty awesome list. I think we did too.
I'm proud of our list. I'm even proud of the fact that I've actually found somebody else after we get done, Johnny, and I can do a VIP after show this week. And that somebody will quite likely rip apart what we did here, but you know, it'll still be entertaining. Anyway, the ratings are out. Raw is down. Let's see. 3.08 million. Yeah. Okay, despite unique ratings pattern, broad viewership drops. Let's see. Okay. And the second hour was more popular than the first. And then there was a big drop for the third hour. All right. So I guess not that much interest in Cena versus Strowman versus Elias.
I mean, it was one of those shows you knew not a lot was going to happen. So,
yeah, but people didn't hang around for the third hour, even to see Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins team up again. The male audience tuning out at the same rate as the female audience. So, yeah, that's okay. That's rough, but I guess it's not my problem.
No.
All right, Johnny. Well, listen, we're going to hear you on Survival of the Fittest. We'll hear you when you make your frequent appearances on the Wade Keller Pro Wrestling Podcast, and it's good just to sit down and talk with you here for an hour this week.
Pat, you have been missed. Thank you so much. It was great to be back in the fold with you.
I've been missed. Well, thank you. That's very nice of you. I appreciate that, Johnny.
Yeah.
And I've missed you too, and we will definitely chat more as we get into 2018. And thanks to everybody who has tuned in for the first two episodes, and it's going to turn it. Obviously, you tuned in for this one. We'll be back next week. We will have a new topic. We will have a new guest, and we will be making the list together here on PWTorch.com. Oh, by the way, I know some of you are interested about becoming a VIP member. I'm not really the one to discuss that, but there's a guy here who's going to spend the next couple minutes going over it and how you can become a VIP for just a small amount of money. Good night, everybody.
PW Torch Livecast listeners, I invite you to get even more of what the Torch offers by becoming a PW Torch VIP member. Not only do you get ad-free access to our website, the mobile site, and the desktop site, and access to about 30 years of our archives, including over 1,500 back issues and thousands upon thousands of hours of our audio shows going back to 2004, plus tons of retro radio shows from the 1990s. But you also get over 15 VIP exclusive podcasts per week, in addition to ad-free editions of these PW Torch livecasts throughout the week. So we take the ads out of the PW Torch livecast for VIP members and then give you over 15 other podcasts per week, including what started it all, the Bruce Mitchell Audio Show. I host that with Bruce every weekend, and we spend a couple hours talking about the biggest stories of professional wrestling and wrestling history. It's one of the longest-running weekly pro wrestling podcasts on any subject, and it's one of the main reasons people go VIP and stay VIP. Another is The Fix with Todd Martin. I host that every midweek with Todd, and we get Todd's expertise and opinions every midweek on current events in professional wrestling, not just WWE, but all promotions worldwide, including New Japan. Plus, we end every show with some expert MMA talk from the LA Times columnist and SureDog contributor, Todd Martin. And there's so much more. The Every Single Day Weight Cutter Hotline with news updates every single day, Monday through Friday. And every Saturday and Sunday, I do the SE Editor format of the Weight Cutter Hotline, where I answer VIP member questions in depth. And there's so much more. There's the Wayback Playback with Pat McNeil and Jim Valley, Wrestling Audio Community with Sean Radican, the WWE Future Past Show with scouting reports on prospects, and a look back at the indie career of current stars, the PW Torch East Coast Cast Extended VIP Edition, the retro radio shows. Every Thursday, a new retro radio show from the 90s drops, from the early 90s or the Attitude Era. And last but not least, my in-depth Raw and SmackDown reports. You can get a full chronological rundown of every episode of Raw and SmackDown with my analysis of the show in depth every Monday night and Tuesday night. So check out details at pwtorch.com/govip. We give you a lot here at the livecast, but there is so much more. The vast majority of our work is for our VIP members, and you can become one today. Go check out details on a subscription at pwtorch.com/govip.
Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
But the most amazing thing to me is I get paid for doing this.
Shut up and take my money.
Seacrest, out!